Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning. It is 7:05. It's Friday. Yes, Friday. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's got an extremely full show today. Of course, we have our Haven Humane Pet of the Week. We're going to start off with a beautiful dog. Absolutely beautiful. And, so we'll start with him in a few minutes. And then we've got, some events Catalyst is putting on. Then we've got, information on Honor Flight. Of course, we're going to be talking about Classic Cafe. We're going to be talking about the fundraiser over at Market Street Wines for the Military Order of the Purple Heart, which is going to be tomorrow. And I hope all of you join me there between 3 and 6. Linda and I between 3 and 6 PM. Mike Warren, former city manager. That was a while ago. But CEO of Turtle Bay, and we want to talk to him a little bit. We talked a little bit yesterday, Randall Hempley, who's on the board of Turtle Bay. But we want to talk to the big kahuna and Mike Warren about what's going on with Turtle Bay and the latest out there. And he's going to be on then at 8 o'clock. So it's going to be a full day. And, of course, an Outside the Wire with – we're going to be talking to Mr. Smith again. Mr. Smith has information about 9/11. So we're going to be talking to him about that, and then followed by Agenda 21, and then a whole weekend of local shows. Local programming here at KCNR has grown from, it goes from 6 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon on Saturdays, and from 7 in the morning till soon to be 2 in the afternoon on Sundays, with more being added. Kind of a taste, a flavor of what's going on with Reading. And we always welcome new shows. We've had a few others come in that we're talking, that bringing online too. Somewhat different maybe than the regular lineups, but I think you'll like them. But as we do every morning at this time, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute, and it's Josh Wiley. Hi, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, investors are cautious this morning as they digest a disappointing GDP report. Currently, the Dow's up 26 points at 14,727, the NASDAQ's down 9 at 3,280, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,583. Oil's down 61 cents at $93 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.87%. Gold's up $6.40 this morning at $1,468, while silver's down a penny at $24.18 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Merck's up 4 dimes at $47.77, Verizon's up 9 cents at $53.31, and McDonald's is down 6 cents at $100.88. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. There's so much going on in Wall Street and the volatility of the market, as Josh just kind of alluded to today. There's things that affect the stock market we never even hear about. But Josh and the crew down at the Wells Fargo Advisors do hear about it, and they do pass it on. Okay. Where's Bad Bob today, just Bob? Felony Bob.
He's out on the water somewhere, I believe.
Oh, I thought he was sick. He was whining about being sick for 3 days.
Oh. No, he recovered just in time to
just go out on a boat, huh? Okay, what's the weather?
The weather, Carl, looks like sunny skies with a high near 87 today. Sunshine through the weekend, in fact, 89 tomorrow and 88 for a high on Sunday, with overnight lows in the low to mid 50s and light winds.
All right, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tonight's music out there. They always have, what can I say, the food's always just outstanding. John Stadelli, chef out there, is a five-star kind of guy. Sporting clays, horseback rides, pony rides, you name it. They have weddings. the whole thing. Weddings, of course, are not up at the private chapel. They're down in the pavilion. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back in. We have our pet of the week from Haven Humane.
Would you like the comfort of knowing your retirement assets will earn a minimum of 4% guaranteed? After losing 25% this past year, gold no longer seems to be the safe place for your hard-earned assets. And if you don't want to risk losing your nest egg in the stock market, then consider purchasing an annuity guaranteeing a minimum 4% interest. With an annuity, you may not have to pay taxes until you withdraw the money. The 10-year treasury pays only 1.69%. This 5-year annuity pays more than double that with less volatility. If you have $200,000 or more and want safe returns, call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. If you want your hard-earned retirement assets to earn a minimum 4% backed by a major insurance company without the risk of the stock market, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 for more information.
Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License Number 0B85106.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindolelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. 7:13 in the morning. Are you getting ready to go out and work in the yard or, oh gosh, even go to work? 63 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. On the way in or whatever you're doing, stop by Espresso Joe's, get that cup of coffee, head on next door, that greatest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. It's Friday. It's this time. It's time for Spencer and Haven Humane to roll in here with their, with the pet of the week. And you know what? It's okay. Don't tell me here. Your dog's name. It's okay. Tell me.
Regis.
Regis. There you go. Yeah. Don't tell me, but it's Regis. Okay. Spencer and Regis. Regis. Okay. Tell me about Regis.
Well, Regis.
First of all, it sounds like a morning TV show.
Spencer and Regis, yes. Well, I brought Regis with me today because Regis is a 2-year-old pit bull mix. Really, really great guy. He was rated for home with kids over the age of eight and older.
Now that's important. 8 and over. That means you can have kids run around the house.
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
And I saw Regis because Regis is a pit bull.
Yes.
And Regis looks at me and, walks over and licked my hand and really wanted to lick on my arm all the way up to my face. But
so, and that he would.
He, I mean, and he's sitting here just sitting here, quiet, with people walking in and out.
Walks great on a leash. He knows sit. He shakes, and the funny thing about the shake is he'll actually shake with both paws.
Really?
He'll shake with one, you tell him other paw, and he'll shake with his other paw, too. So he's really, really smart.
He just, Bob, see if he'll shake hands with you while Spencer's telling me about him.
Anyways, he came in to us as an owner surrender. His owner could no longer take care of him, so they had to bring him in to us. He's just a really, really great dog. And the main reason that I brought him today is because he is a pit bull. We are running a special for the whole month of May. Any pit bull or pit bull mix is only $20 to adopt.
Wow, and that includes, right now, the dog is attempting to shake hands with Felony Bob, and Felony Bob is confused. Other hand, Bob. Okay, no, that's okay. So that means all the shots, everything.
All the shots, and you spayed or neutered, 20 microchipped, bucks. Everything. Yet.
If you're looking for, if you've got a house with some room and some, you know, and you got those 10-year-old kids, right?
Absolutely.
Eight and above. I mean, this dog will give them all the romping around they're going
to
want.
Absolutely. He'd love to chase some kids around the yard and play tug of war and chase the ball and all that good stuff. He's just a really great guy.
He's a beautiful dog. We're going to put his picture up today as soon as we get it from Spencer up on our website. Black and white. He's got that, you know, he's got that compact body, except how much do you think he weighs?
He weighs actually 69.5 pounds.
Okay, he's premuscular, but the look on this dog's face is absolutely beautiful. Those eyes are peaceful.
Absolutely. And another good thing about Regis is he's super friendly with everybody, but if you just want a dog that's going to be super friendly but alert you when someone comes into your yard, he will bark at someone when he first meets them. Not being aggressive at all, it's just like, hey, who are you?
Well, he's doing what he's supposed to. He alerts, and like, he barked at me the first time, which had me just push Bob in front of myself. No, I'm just kidding. But he did bark, but then when you said, Regis, that was it. He stopped. Yep. So, good dog. It's going to be great for a family with kids and some room. How do you get a hold of you?
You can come down to the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you can give us a call at 241-1653.
This is a beautiful dog. If you're looking for a dog, you know, I know people talk about pit bulls, but I have friends that have pit bulls that are just loves. And this dog right here looks like he is just going to be a part of your family. Black and white, beautifully marked dog.
Absolutely. And if anybody did have any concerns about a pit bull, they could always call the shelter, and we can go over the actual facts about the dogs for you. Because they are really, really great dogs. They just have a bad rap because of a few bad owners.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, Spencer, thanks a lot, and good luck with Regis, and send us this photo, and we'll get him in there, because what a good dog. What a good-looking dog.
Absolutely.
And I tell you, he comes over and just licks your fingers. He's just friendly.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, thank you. I know you're making the rounds today. Okay, let's go to the phones. Indian, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. This is Indian Day with MIAP.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. I just wanted to give you an update on PFC Klatt. He's a Marine, and Fred is our leader, is in the midst of taking him back to Arlington. He is somewhere between Wendover and, well, I think he's leaving by now. He's somewhere between Wendover and Salt Lake City, where he's meeting with Roger Graves, and they're taking him to Missouri. And then some other folks of ours are picking him up, taking him to Arlington. We have Arlington has given us a niche, or six niches actually, in a columbarium there to recognize Missing in America Project veterans. It's a wonderful thing.
It's absolutely wonderful. Now there's bimonthly or every other month there is a service for the Missing in America veterans.
Actually, we're going to do it about quarterly now.
Okay. Well, but that's good then. I mean, if it means less and less then.
Yeah. And they can contact Fred when he gets back, or they can contact the cemetery. Cemetery.
Absolutely.
And, find out when that is, because we honor those veterans every quarter. And we went up to Wairika last Saturday and picked up this PFC Klatt, and, he graduated in 47 and joined the Marine Corps, and went through a lot of different things. His family, I guess his daughter, was available, and so she's being able to, they raised money in Siskiyou County for her to fly back to Arlington. And this is our California boy that's going back, and we're going to have some others that across the nation that are going to be there as well to represent the other service.
You know, America should be proud of you all. and I'm sure America is. I know I am. I know our community is for the things that you do. And, you know, Dave, I mean, you can go, oh, you know, but Dave, the things that you all do in MIAP and the PGR and all these organizations that pay honor to our veterans. I mean, we're so proud of you.
It's just an honor to be able to serve. I didn't serve in the armed forces, but I'm being able now to serve, those fellows that don't have a voice. So it's a wonderful thing and it's an honor to be able to be a part of it. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Carl. Have a great day.
Yeah. I might see you tomorrow morning there,
Oh Lord. Is that good or bad?
Hey, do you sell pigs?
you're not going to have a pig slip, are you?
Never. I love you guys. You know that. Tomorrow morning from 7 to 8, of course, is Ernie and Dave selling everything in the world.
You betcha. North State swap and sell.
There you go.
Take care. Have a good one.
You bet. Take care. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we have a beautiful girl that's going to come in here and talk about another event that you're going to be happy to hear about. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. It's Carl Bot today. Anyway, I hope you're having a great morning this morning. And our guest today, for this segment is Crystal Ariano, who is a great friend of our family and a great lady.
Thank you.
And is a member of Catalyst. And they've got something coming on. What is it?
All right. Well, good morning, and thank you for having us on today. We have an event tonight at Turtle Bay. It is open to the public, and it's put on by our group called the Indie Element, who we try to bring art, culture, music, independent stuff. We are having a speakeasy-themed event tonight. We're very excited about this. We're going to have food from C.R. Gibbs. We're going to have a costume contest. It's not required to wear a costume, but we encourage it because we always love to see what people come up with.
These speakeasy costumes?
Yes. 1920s, you know, Prohibition, that type of stuff. So we're really excited to do this. We're going to have some live music. We're going to have DJ. It's 21 and over because we do serve booze. Yes, I know. But shh, don't tell anybody because this is a speakeasy.
That's right. Do you expect to be raided tonight?
What's that?
You expect to be raided tonight?
We hope not.
Okay. This is going to be you got all types of stuff happening here. You've got you've got Oregon's number one craft brewery in Ninkasi?
Ninkasi, yep.
And plus Batch 19 pre-prohibition lager.
Yes, I'm looking forward to trying that one.
Thanks to bootleggers at Reading Distributing. So everybody, you want people to dress up tonight, but you don't have to. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be, it's not tonight, I'm sorry.
No, it is tonight.
Yeah, it is tonight, I am. Yes. I'm sorry, I was looking at a different thing. Tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. at Turtle Bay Museum.
Uh-huh.
How do they get tickets here?
You can get them online through readingcatalyst.com on our calendar. It's only $5, can pay at the door, cash at the door, so.
And anything that you have left over goes to?
Turtle Bay Museum.
Now you need a password to get in there, right?
If you want the free sip of champagne, yes, you do need a password. And I'll tell you what it is, okay? Password is Hemingway.
Okay. Hemingway.
Hemingway.
If you want a free glass of champagne tonight at Turtle Bay, starting at 7 p.m., and this is our catalyst, it's the Indie Element, the speakeasy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you get a lot of people there?
We usually have a pretty good turnout with our indie events, yeah.
It's not just young adults, which most of it is, though, right? It is young adults, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's open to all ages, anything over 21. So as long as you're 21,
is Bob too old to go?
No.
You sure? You sure?
I'm positive.
He acts old.
We welcome anyone who wants to come down and support us. Yeah,
now, is this going to be wild and crazy dancing?
There might be some of that.
Are going to be flappers out
there? There's going to be some flappers, yep.
Flappers, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see Debbie out there and waiting. And she's dancing out there. Yeah, she's dancing.
Yep.
Well, this sounds like a great time. So tell us again, who do they get a hold of?
Well, we have a Facebook page if they want.
Okay.
They can go to facebook.com/indieelement. There's an event on there that we've created. You can also go to readingcatalyst.com and check out our calendar on there. Let's see here. What else?
If you ride your bike there, you get free drinks.
Yes, we like to promote the bike riding. So with most of our indie events, if you ride your bike,
then I
do, but I won't be riding mine because I've got a...
Do you ride your bike very much?
I should ride it more.
I was stationed down in Key West, Florida, for a while, doing some operations down there. And I had a bike because it's a small place. And do you realize that if you hit Papa's and, American Cafe and like four of the places on your bicycle, that when you come to a stop sign, if you don't put your feet down, you fall over. I thought you just might want to know that in case somebody rides a bike. You just make sure to put their feet down.
Don't want people falling over for sure. But no, usually what we do is we give a free drink ticket if you ride your bike.
All right. So you just do this on a regular basis?
We do a couple events a year through our indie, our group. Yeah.
Okay.
So they're pretty fun. Like I said, we have a good turnout. We've got some really great people that help put it on, and we always appreciate so much our sponsors who help us out. So C.R. Gibbs is a big one. They're doing the food. They've got some really fun stuff that they're going to do, kind of 20s theme type stuff. And,
what is 20 themes food? I shouldn't have asked you, but I was thinking, what kind of food do they have in the 20s that would be different now?
Well, when we searched it, there was a couple things that came up, and meatloaf was one of them, actually, that came up a lot. So we've got a really fun little thing that they put together that's Yeah, I don't want to give too many details, all right. But okay. It's cute so and it's fun and
okay,
good.
So things that you would have seen from back then. That's great. Okay, Crystal Ariano, and tonight, from 7 to 10 p.m. down in Turtle Bay, costs $5 to get in unless you ride, come in on your bicycle. And the password is Hemingway, and you get free glass of champagne after that.
Yes.
Who they call again? One more time.
Like a phone number?
Or something like that.
Well, actually, best way to check it out is online on Facebook. So facebook.com/indie element. Oh, and then the after party is downtown at Capone's Speakeasy.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Showed the economy expanded at a slower than expected rate in the first quarter. Data showing consumer sentiment eased this month is also taking a toll, but at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 30 points. Meanwhile, Prim Capital founder and managing director Joseph Lombardo has been charged with attempting to defraud the NBA Players Union. The 72-year-old was charged with attempted wire fraud, attempted mail fraud, and obstruction of justice. If convicted on all counts, Lombardo faces up to 60 years in jail and hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. Another Prim Capital employee, Carolyn Kaufman, has also been charged with obstruction of justice. And AT&T is launching its home security and monitoring service in 15 U.S. markets today. The nation's second largest mobile provider says it will expand its digital life service to as many as 50 markets by the end of the year. AT&T expects the service to eventually bring in $1 billion in annual revenue. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Would you like the comfort of knowing your retirement assets will earn a minimum of 4% guaranteed? After losing 25% this past year, gold no longer seems to be the safe place for your hard-earned assets. And if you don't want to risk losing your nest egg in the stock market, then consider purchasing an annuity guaranteeing a minimum 4% interest. With an annuity, you may not have to pay taxes until you withdraw the money. The 10-year treasury pays only 1.69%. This 5-year annuity pays more than double that with less volatility. If you have $200,000 or more and want safe returns, call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. If you want your hard-earned retirement assets to earn a minimum 4% backed by a major insurance company without the risk of the stock market, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 for more information.
Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License Number 0B85106.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Amy Schumer, one night only at Wind River Casino. Amy is quickly becoming the hottest star in the world of comedy. Recent appearances on The Howard Stern Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Late Night with Jimmy Fallon have helped bring Amy's blend of edgy girl next door comedy to the mainstream.
I'm just bragging about the dumbest stuff. The other day she was telling me, she's like, you know, I can still fit in my wedding dress. I mean, it is weird that she's the same size now as she was when she was 8 months pregnant, but I just...
Don't miss your chance to see this comedic powerhouse. Amy will be performing live at Wind River Casino on Wednesday, May 1st at 7:30. Amy made her comedy debut on NBC's Last Comic Standing in 2007 and was one of the featured comedians on Comedy Central's Roast of Roseanne, following her breakout performance on last year's Roast of Charlie Sheen. Tickets for this hilarious event are only $25. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. Come kick back with friends and watch Amy Schumer at the Wind River Event Center Wednesday, May 1st. Must be 21 to attend. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, K. Community Radio for the North State.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 53 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff can do anything with a windshield, from a small chip up to cracks up to 24 inches in length. I've used him several times. He guarantees his work, too. This is the greatest thing. And if he can't fix it, if there's something wrong, he'll tell you that. He's not going to just take your money. He's located down there at 3208 Market Street in Redding, or give him a call at 241-8373. That's Jeff Wurst, a veteran, does a lot for our veterans in the community. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Debbie and Tom Johnson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're here usually to talk about the Honor Flight, which you're going to talk a little bit about today, but something happened that we need people to know about.
Correct.
And a tragedy that happened to one of our veterans. So.
That's true. We came back on Sunday. And early Monday morning.
Now, this is the honor flight that goes back to Washington, D.C. and takes the World War II veterans back. And this is all expenses
correct.
Paid tour for them. They don't pay anything. And you have people that goes along with you, guardians, that helps them. So when you I'm talking about this now because
you.
I
thank
just
you.
Want to give the background. So when
thank
you came
you.
Back
I
from
know,
Washington.
I jump in sometimes.
Oh, no,
I'm not
okay.
awake.
No, welcome to my world. Okay. And so you came back from Washington. Is this correct?
That is correct.
All right.
And so early Monday morning, Harley Sattler, one of our honorees' daughters, called us and said, my dad had the greatest time, and he really, really appreciated the trip. But, and I'm like, oh, dear, his house in MacArthur had burned to the ground while we were gone.
Wow.
And so we started a fund at North Valley Bank. It's called the Harley Sattler Donation Fund to help him get household items, personal items, whatever he needs. A lot of people are coming out to help him. There's a lot of folks already.
Is there an organized event for it, like a dinner or a fundraiser or anything like that yet?
Not that we know of yet. That probably could happen. We're kind of letting Harley decide. You know, this is just not even a week. So, whatever he needs to do and wants to do, we don't want to rush him.
How old is he?
He's 90 and he has a girlfriend. And you know, those fellas, they just never stop going. So, it's amazing.
He was probably a Marine, wasn't he?
Well,
actually he was a merchant Marine.
No, not Harley.
Oh, not Harley.
Harley was in the Army the Corps
That's
of Engineers.
All right. Okay.
We did have a merchant Marine go with us. That was Bill Simmons. So
okay, so Harley's 90 years old. He had his own home. He lived by himself then?
Yes, he did.
And his house burned down. So he took all of the stuff he had.
Everything
he had. And obviously his wife has passed away before him. And so his daughter's talking. And his daughter must be what? In her?
I don't know. I'm not going to tell the lady's age.
But if he's 90, I would just say she's probably.
Age.
Well, no, probably you're not as young as you guys. Probably 60 at least, I would imagine.
Thank you, Carl.
We're looking to put some funding there. I mean, you know, $5, $10, $15, $20, $2,000.
Any North Valley Bank location.
Just going to say you want to put some money into the Harley
Sattler Donation Fund.
Okay. If you decide that you want to have a fundraiser or they want to have a fundraiser, make sure they come by here and we'll push that one along.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
90 years old.
Yeah.
And he still wants to live on his own.
Oh, absolutely.
So are they going to, is he in an apartment or is he staying with his
be kind of how comfortable he is. If he, you know, if he
does
decides.
Does he get around okay?
He gets around great.
Yeah.
Years old.
He's one of our ambulatory ones. He
walks around. Yeah. He's right there. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Not slowing down at all.
What a great. It sounds great. Yeah, anything we can do to help. And I'm sure people out there are going, you know, how can I? I've got five bucks. I'll just stop by North Valley Bank and put it in the Harley Sattler Fund. Harley Sattler. First of all, his name's Harley. That right there has got to be worth, that would be worth $10,000 right there.
It should be.
We'll get those folks up North Reading.
Okay. Anything else about Harley?
Just that he has that spirit that those World War II veterans have. And that's part of the reason that this is so important for us to go because.
Well, I want to talk about honor. I want to talk about honor fly here as soon as we take a break. I just wanted to make sure we kind of like hit everything we needed with Harley here.
They're still the most giving generation. So if you give back to Harley, we would sure appreciate it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that some more before we leave, but let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Honor Flight, what you all do and how you need some help here as guardians. You're not looking for money. You're looking for bodies, right?
Yeah, this time around.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show coming up. It's going to be Sundays starting April 28th from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
Come join us every Sunday at noon here on KCNR. We're going to start up our program on April 28th, and we sure hope you join us.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio here, Community Talk Radio for the North State. 605-4567 is our number. Phone number here, 53 degrees at 743 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, competitive prices, veterans and seniors discount, and of course, locally owned and family operated. You get all of that with Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Debbie and Tom Johnson. We're talking about Honor Flight. They just came back from their last flight to Washington, D.C. Honor Flight takes World War II veterans back to Washington, D.C. to the monument there on a three-day trip, all expenses paid. And then we talked about Harley Sadler. Came back 90 years old. He's ambulatory, which means he walks around. And when he got back, found out his house had burned down. So you can leave a donation or help him out at any North Valley Bank. Just say the Harley Sadler Fund. But Honor Flight is what we're going to talk a little bit about right now.
Cool.
So this is your baby here.
Yes, it is. We're 100% involved in Honor Flight. We have gone. This was our 14th trip here from Redding,
right?
And most of them have gone out of San Francisco. A couple of them gone out of Sacramento, based on funds we raise and what the airline will do for us.
So you bus everybody down to wherever the airline is. Yeah, you don't bus them down.
No. Nope.
Oh, they meet you there.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
So okay, they meet you at the airhead. Okay, and then but you have people there to assist them. You call guardians.
Correct.
And how do you get your guardians? Are people volunteering?
Volunteers, family members, usually, and people interested. Police force. We just had a lady from Sacramento, Renee, who is a police woman. We have people in the medical field. That hear about us, nurses, doctors, we've had high school students. We had a young man graduating in June on this last flight with us, and Matthew, and just in anybody that's able.
This sounds to me like it'd be a good project for Eagle Scouts.
It does.
You know, just get 4 or 5 Eagle Scouts in here to do that. Now, the cost of it is pretty nominal, really.
Yeah, we asked for a donation of $400 from our guardians.
But that includes?
Everything.
Airfare, food,
the whole ball
food,
of that. Yep.
Hotel,
we take
everything.
Care of them.
And you get to go back to Washington, D.C. And you're with these heroes from World War II. But you get to see what they get to see. And once they're in for the evening or the afternoon, I mean, do you have things planned at night for them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They're pretty busy.
They're with us for 3 days. It's a pretty tight schedule and a full weekend. This is a job.
By the time we cut them loose at the end of the day, they head for bed.
Okay.
Especially with all the jet lag and everything else, you know.
So you leave it. Okay. You help get everybody through the gates and all that and get them on the flight. You fly into some place, either Reagan or
into
Dulles or Reagan, and then you get everybody to. Is there transportation waiting at that point? And then you get them to the hotel, which I imagine is close to downtown.
Well, it's close to Dulles.
Close to Dulles.
Okay, and then you have transportation.
Yeah, right.
And so, what's a typical day? What's your day look like? Because you fly in on one day, and then the next day
the tour bus comes, nice. Plush tour bus, so they have nice, comfortable seats, and we usually have a wheelchair lift because sometimes we have someone that needs help; they can't make it up the stairs. And we spend about 12 hours. We go to the World War II Memorial first, and then we go to Iwo Jima, and then we go to Arlington if we're lucky to get in to see the changing of the guard.
Uh-huh.
And then depending on traffic and how many other folks are in town that day, we go to everyone else's memorial, Army, Navy, Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And then we definitely go to Vietnam, Korea, and Lincoln. They're all kind of right together.
Yeah, they're all there together. You can get them right. Yeah, everything right there is close together.
And then, each time we get on and off the bus, our guardians, they're the first ones, they jump off. They grab the wheelchairs that we're going to need, and they're waiting for the guy as he come down the stairs from the bus. There's no delays.
How many people do you take back? How many of the World War II of our heroes do you take back?
Our group is 50, and of that, we usually have 32 World War II veterans and 18 guardians.
Okay. And you've got like a waiting list for World War II veterans. Is that right?
Yes. We call them by the date we receive their application.
Okay, not by age?
No, not by age.
Okay,
I have some, there is a bit of a contest across the country. We just had a call from someone's son whose dad is 100 years old.
Okay. Now, how many trips a year do you make?
We try to do as many as we can. As soon as we have what we feel are enough funds, we start calling.
Okay.
This will be our second one in May.
For this year.
If we're fortunate, we'll have some funds for a third.
Where do you get your funds from?
Our funds are from anywhere and everywhere we can get them. We don't pick up any government funds or anything like that. It's all by donations from private citizens, businesses, foundations, whatever we can get.
Okay. This is great. This is a nationwide thing too, right?
Yes, it is. There's hubs in probably 44 states now.
Okay. Well, how did people get a hold of y'all?
To be able to help. 357-3380.
Do you have a website?
And yep, we do.
You got it.
It's honorflightnorcal.org.
And is there a Facebook page?
Actually not, although I'm on Facebook enough that
okay. Well then, so if people want to say, you know what, I'd really like my father or mother to go, or I want to go, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing, they get a hold of y'all, and then if anybody wants to be a guardian, they get a hold of y'all too. And it costs $400, which includes all your food, includes flight, food, lodging, transportation, and what you're doing is helping one of our World War II heroes enjoy this experience.
Correct.
And it's probably a great experience for them too. I can't imagine they come out without a good feeling.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, those stories will be
actually
wonderful to have
Deb
too.
Deb has a story of one of the guys.
We had Ben Klafke with us this time, and he was telling us about his journeys in the Pacific, and when he returned home to San Diego, they gave him a little pass. I don't remember what he called it. It was like a little red pass. And he got on his bus and he went home. And during our banquet on Friday night, he stood up and told us that. And he said not until he got to the airport at Dulles, where he was greeted by hundreds of people, including children, was he ever thanked and welcomed home. So
you mean this time?
This time, it's been almost 70 years.
Nobody's ever said welcome home anything to him.
Oh my goodness!
And we grew up with thinking about the ticker tape parades and everything.
That's what we heard.
Every one of those guys were still out in theater somewhere. They never got thank you.
They're right. The ones that came back a few months later never saw that.
Never saw anything.
Well, Tom and Debbie Jones, thank you so much for what you do. And, if there's anything we can do to help, we will. And we'll mention Harley's name a number of times. But again, thank you so much.
Thank you
for coming in and caring.
All right.
We'll be right back after these messages. Call them in the bot. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. If we come back, we're going to talk about, how about this? A new ammo law, in DC. How about, you think you're safe from bed bugs? Maybe not. We're just going to talk about that one. Of course, KIXE and new businesses in town. We've got a number of things we want to talk about before 8 o'clock and Mike Warren comes on.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Lighty reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Coming to the Cascade Theater in Reading. One of America's best-loved musicals. Fiddler on the Roof. Directed by Jana Pulcini-Laird at the Cascade Theater, April 26th through 28th and May 2nd through 4th only.
Tradition. Ah, tradition. Without our traditions, our lives would be as shaky as a fiddler on the roof.
Tickets available now at CascadeTheater.org or by calling 243-8877.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. They've been providing water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988, and they get their water right from their own springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at MountShastaSpringwater.com. We use their water. It's great tasting. It's, I don't know if water can be tasty. It is. Back in Congress, you know, this big thing, this big brouhaha is about 1.6 billion rounds being bought by the Homeland Security and all their forces, including the Social Security Administration. I'm not sure why they need a bunch. People move slower, I would think, so I don't know why they would need more ammo. So some senators and congressmen are putting a bill out that's called the Ammo Law. I know, I hate to say that. It stands for something, of course. And what it is to limit the amount of ammo that federal agencies can buy and stockpile over the next 6 months. They want to know, why are you buying so much ammo when the customers out in the hinterlands can't buy any? And if you go to, these websites like Cheaper Than Dirt or, Outdoorsman or Cabela's or any of those, you know, online and look in their ammo, you know, if you can buy ammo, and you can't. It's all gone. Where's all the ammo going? But I find it hard to believe that they make 22 caliber rounds, you know, in the United States, like 1 billion rounds. It's something like that. 1 billion rounds, maybe more. And they're operating all the time. How come there's no 22 rounds? Is the government buying 22 rounds also? I find that one hard to believe, but maybe they do. But all these, you know, is this the type of shortage that if everybody took a deep breath and took a step back and said, you know what? I don't, instead of having 500 rounds, I really need 5,000 rounds. Well, maybe they, or is it that you believe the government is going to curtail, well, you know, throughout the United States, your ability to buy ammo? In California, they want to tax your ability to buy ammo, and then they want to take away your rights for a bunch of weapons, which, of course, is against the Constitution and the Second Amendment. But then again, they're Democrats in Sacramento. And, you know, you can say, oh, you're hitting the Democrats. Well, you know what? It's them that are doing this. They're not Republicans. It's Democrats. Democrats are trying to take away a lot of your rights to own weapons because they don't want you to have those weapons. They don't care about criminals because criminals will get these weapons. But they don't want you to have these weapons because you are a threat somehow. Felony Bob here, whose biggest thing that's ever happened to him is a jaywalking ticket, which he went to court on, was found not guilty because the policeman didn't show up. But he was found, right? Charges dropped, the whole thing, okay. Yeah, just, and the thing is he doesn't have a blemish on his record. And if he wanted to go out, according to the Democrats, and buy a centerfire semi-automatic weapon with a detachable magazine, even if the magazine only held 5 rounds, they're not going to let him do it because he is a dangerous person. He is someone who cannot be trusted. He is somebody that they know that is a true criminal waiting to get up in a tall building and do things. Well, he's not like that. Neither are most people. Murders. You want to talk about murders and rifles? 2.5% of all murders are committed by rifles. More people are killed by hammers. And yet the state of California and the Democrats and trust me, if it was Republicans doing this, watch. The word coming out of my mouth would be Republicans. if they're doing that, to take away your rights, to put taxes on your on ammo, to make you register yourself to buy a box of 22 ammo? Come on. We'll be right back. Mike Warren is our guest, CEO of Turtle Bay. We're going to find out what's going on in Turtle Bay. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He wasn't a country star.
Still doing time at a honky-tonk prison.
George Jones was a country icon, dead in Nashville at age 81. He had hits from the 50s to the 90s, more than a dozen number ones, none bigger than...
He stopped loving her today.
That won Jones a Grammy. His personal life also made headlines, his legendary drinking and his four marriages. One of his wives was Tammy Wynette. Tennessee Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn says Jones
will be long and very well and very dearly remembered.
Jones was supposed to have a farewell tour this year. The House has picked up the baton from the Senate on the fast-track bill to end all this week's flight delays. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
So what is the lesson learned from the drama over the furloughs of air traffic controllers?
Across-the-board budget cuts are abysmally stupid.
Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio on the House floor this morning. The House just now debating the bill passed by the Senate late last night that lets the Transportation Department move money around to get the air traffic controllers back to their jobs full time. Could be a very quick debate with a voice vote scheduled in about 20 minutes, Dave.
Rich, did Syria use chemical weapons? They're denying what U.S. intelligence is saying. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
Two Syrian government officials are denying that chemical weapons were used, saying if they had the weapons, they wouldn't use them. The Syrian government is accusing opposition forces of using chemical weapons on them. One official comparing the U.S. claims to false claims about WMDs in Iraq. Meanwhile, in neighboring Jordan, about 300 people protested a proposal to deploy 200 U.S. troops on their border. They warned it could be the beginning to an Iraq-style invasion. Dave?
Emily, the economy limped into the year, then got stronger. First quarter GDP growth was 2.5%. The White House says that shows things are getting better. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 10 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The terror suspect accused of bombing the Boston Marathon has left the city. Jokhar Tsarnaev has been moved to a federal medical facility to prison in Massachusetts. The FBI says he and his brother also wanted to bomb New York's Times Square, but then their carjacking went bad and police caught up to them.
We have a lot of presence there, have resources there, but there are no guarantees.
That's the New York City Commissioner of Police, Ray Kelly, who says they want to believe they could have stopped them if they came to New York. Request denied for a Cuban in America.
Mariela Castro, daughter of Raul Castro and niece of Fidel, will not be allowed to travel to Philadelphia to accept an award for gay rights activism at a conference sponsored by Equality Forum. The U.S. State Department won't comment on the matter, but Castro says her visa application is denied. She's currently in New York at the United Nations, but the U.S. restricts Cuban diplomatic travel to a 25-mile radius from Manhattan.
And that's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Did you know the U.S. has a stockpile of helium? Congress could get rid of it.
The government's been storing helium for nearly 90 years, and that's what prompted the Responsible Helium Administration and Stewardship Act, an effort to sell off the helium at market rates. In 1925, Congress believed that the future of warfare would be fought in the air, waged with zeppelins fueled with helium. Lawmakers crafted the Federal Helium Reserve and began to purchase and stockpile helium, in case it needed to fuel a fleet of dirigibles to duel Germany's Weimar Republic. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi viewed the effort as a waste of time.
For 2 days, we've been debating a bill that could be passed by unanimous consent. It came out of committee without even a vote, with unanimous support.
Which, of course, prompts jokes that Congress is full of a lot of hot air. At the Capitol, Chad Pergram, Fox News Radio.
A rare century-old U.S. nickel, once mistakenly declared a fake, has been sold at auction for more than $3 million. The Liberty Head 1913 nickel is one of only five known to exist. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, Carl in the Bot. It is 8:05 in the morning. Our phone line's here. Write it down. 605-4567 in our website and where we're streaming in our chat pack, KCNR1460.com. The weather today is going to be absolutely beautiful. It's 58 degrees right now. It's going to go about 88. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Going to cool down a little bit and then get a little bit warmer next week. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards out there. Music tonight, 474-5546 for reservations. And, of course, outstanding food. The ambiance is absolutely beautiful out there. And John Stadelli, one of the finest chefs in the North State, if not all of California. And, of course, sporting clays, horseback rides, you name it, they have it up there. Okay, let's have our market update with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley.
Well, good morning. The major averages are searching for direction on this last trading day of the week. Currently, the Dow's up 12 points at 14,712, while the Nasdaq's down 12 at 3,277, and the S&P 500's down 4 at 1,581. Oil's down 52 cents at $93.12 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.87%. Gold's up $14 this morning at $1,476, while silver's up 22 cents at $24.41 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Coca-Cola's down 7 cents at $42.26, Johnson & Johnson's down a quarter at $84.97, and Home Depot's down a dime at $73.47. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. You know, the Wall Street is volatile, and there's things going on there that we never hear about. But trust me, the people down at the Wells Fargo Advisors do hear it. Stop by Park Marina Drive or give them a call, like I said, at 530-243-7561. And let me talk a little bit about something that's happening tonight at the Classic Cafe, Millie and Kathy there. These young ladies, support the veteran community so well. If you walk into the Classic Cafe at 2427 Athens Avenue, you're going to see like a mini museum of all these photos that are on the wall of all of our veterans from the North State here. Anywhere from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, and the war on terrorism are there. But tonight, and they do this once a month, they have a special dinner. And tonight, it's German dinner. And the things they have there, you know, and I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to slaughter these names, but like Rinder, Rulandaden, Sauerbraten, Lieber in Zwiebeln, mit Nudeln. German, Mike Warren sitting over these, falling down on the floor here. Jagerschnitzel and all these other things. But this is great. Head on down to 2427 Athens Avenue. These are really, really, really great ladies, and this is a wonderful dinner. Okay. Also, Sons of Italy are getting ready on May 4th to have a fundraiser, a breakfast, and it's going to be May 5th. From 8:30 to 11:30 at the Sons of Italy Lodge, and this is for the Relay for Life. They're also the 2013 Sons of Italy Golf Tournament on the 4th at Allen's Golf Course. Again, all the proceeds go to helping children and helping people in here. It's just you can sponsor a hole for $25. Now, let's go to the phones because we have our health minute. And I say minute because I mean minute. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What you got?
Well, hey, I want people to, okay, we got summer coming up, right? And the weather's getting nice. And I know some people are still hesitating getting their exercise going on.
Right.
So I just kind of want to encourage people to try to get a little bit of something in every day, but try to think of it this way. Maybe have one day on the weekend where it's about a 60-minute time frame. So usually that would be like, hey, Linda, let's go for a walk, and you guys go to the River Trail and go for a walk. Then pick another day during the week where it's a 20-minute cardio. So a little bit more intense. Maybe you guys are walking or a little bit light jogging or riding your bike, so a little bit more intense, but only make it, you know, about 20 minutes. And then give me 2 days a week of resistance training. Now, if you don't have time to get into the gym and push the weights for a half-hour period, then at home, think of what can you do with your large muscle groups. Those are your legs, your back, and your chest. So give me some squats and lunges. Go to your counter and do some push-ups. And then maybe go in the garage and grab some paint cans and do some rows by bending over or sitting and basically rowing like you're starting a lawnmower with one of those paint cans. So my point is don't not do something.
Okay.
We got to get movement going a little bit every day. At least 10 minutes a day, you guys, gets your endorphins kicked up.
That's
if
right.
If you build a plan, give me an hour on the weekend, 20 minutes of cardio during the week, and I need 2 days of weight training or body weight resistance exercises during the week. That's 4 days a week you'll be doing something.
Amy.
Yes.
Thank you, hon. Adamson's Peak Performance. Thank you very much. Yeah, we need to do that. You know, instead of just using our large muscle groups, go over and get a beer.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, I said instead of that. Okay.
Wrong walking.
Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance, our gym here. All right. Thank you so much, Amy.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye. Hey, Mike Warren has joined us, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a lot of, we're going to talk a lot about Turtle Bay. We'll be right back.
Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com, your local choice in credit repair.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindelalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, in-store deli, largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. And, of course, they are the North State's nutrition experts. They're located at 221 Locust Street right here in Redding, or give them a call at 530-244-9141. Orchard Nutrition. Good people there. Mike Warren, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
Fine. I know I don't have a lot of time with you today because you're heading out to a breakfast and all that. Mm-hmm. Turtle Bay. Been in the news a lot. We had one of your board members on yesterday, Randall Hempling. Mm-hmm. I guess we cut right through the chase on this is that, you know, Turtle Bay is a part of our community. You all wanted, you're looking for a funding stream, if I'm saying this right. Mm-hmm. That was going to be a steady funding stream in the hotel or a motel or hotel there. Seemed like a perfect answer to it.
Yeah, we had a funding stream like all museums in the United States, or most of them anyway, where city, state, and even federal government provided some grants and some operational assistance. When the recession hit in 2008, that funding stream went away. And so museums and the like are, unless they have a huge, huge endowment, which we do not, they're scrambling to make up that loss of income, and Turtle Bay is no different. We have a seven-member board and a 42-member community board, advisory board, and we wrestled with this in 2006 and 7 as we saw the end in sight, and the end in sight is no public money coming in. And we thought, what should we do, or what can we do to get a revenue stream of not quite $1 million a year that we lost? Mm-hmm. Our budget in 2006 was about $7.5 million, almost $8 million. Today it is less than four.
Wow. Okay, that's a $3 million drop in what 5 years?
Yeah. Well, yeah, 5-6 years.
Five or six years. So, what do you do? How do you do that then?
Well, you keep your fingers crossed, but you also plan. First, you look at operationally, and I think one of the good things about the recession, maybe the only good thing, is that all businesses had to be more efficient and basically manage a lot smarter than they ever have. And we did what all businesses have done. We cut employees. We went from about 80 employees to half of that. We haven't given a salary increase. In fact, we've given two salary decreases in the last 7 years. So people are making less than they did 7 years ago. And we're trying to keep up the service because what's important is our membership. We have over 20,000 people that are members in this of Turtle Bay. And we want to make sure that they got the same type of enjoyment that they got before the recession hit. So with fewer people with a lot less money, we've tried to bring in quality exhibitions, good educational seminars that we have there. And actually, we're operating really well in terms of the exhibitions, the gardens.
I was going to say, you partner up with people. Fly fishing exhibition fly shop and Five Star Bank.
Right. U.S. Bank, supporter.
Yeah.
We have businesses that have really stepped up. They'll sponsor an exhibition, or they'll sponsor program. They pledge money, both individuals and businesses. We have an annual auction. All of that really helps.
The auction this year was pretty good, wasn't it?
The auction this year was absolutely, it almost broke the record. It was very, very close to last year.
And there was a couple other big events that night.
That also
pulled a lot of people, but you all did great that night.
Yes, we did really well. People had a good time.
But you can't rely on that.
No, we can't, because what happens is we have a great fundraiser like that and it goes right into operations and it's spent and then we have to plan another fundraiser. What we need to do is have an outside income stream. And so these boards I talked about with citizens on it that, you know, Carl, and are in the news all the time, mm-hmm. very influential people, they came up with the goals of let's do something that complements the museum. I always use this as an example, but let's not put a grocery store or liquor store on our campus because it doesn't complement the may bring in the financial goal, but wouldn't complement the museum.
Yeah, there's places we don't ever let advertise here. Also, I mean, because it doesn't go along with what we do.
Right. Right. So, and the city council wisely said, you know, if we're going to approve something, let's have it be something that's added value to Turtle Bay, and both in terms of money and in terms of use. And so they, make a long story short, came up with the idea of a hotel. The site is so nice that we had the major hotels seeking us. Starwood is the family of hotels of, W, Weston, Regency. And they came to us and said, how about a 4-star hotel?
Okay. We're going to take a quick break now and we're going to come back. Let's discuss that hotel and then the hotel stopped, but we want to talk about the future here. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Bott. 8:22 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealerships are in Reading and surrounding areas. Hey, they've got everything you could possibly want, and your neighbors are making great deals for you. Their customer service center and their service department are great second to none. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Reading Crown Motors. Not only Reading, but all of the North State. Our guest is Mike Warren, CEO of Turtle Bay. One of the questions is, you know, trying to monetize the Turtle Bay label, but the plan was to put that hotel there.
Yes.
And that, because it's a beautiful place, like you said, and, to build a hotel, you had a good partners here, you got it funded.
All private money, no public funds involved.
And this was going to give you that steady revenue stream that would support Turtle Bay, but also help it grow.
Right. And we've been planning it, and the plans took way too long, and we had a lot of other issues that were just, you know, logistics. Then the unions felt that this was a prevailing wage project. The matter went to the Department of Industrial Relations at the State of California, and the department said that it was not a prevailing wage project. The unions appealed this, and we're successful on appeal, and it is a prevailing wage project because DIR has indicated that.
Okay. Now, what difference does that make?
About $3.2 million. Prevailing wage And I should say the board, the people in Turtle Bay are, this isn't an anti-union or pro-union organization. This is not anti-prevailing wage. We're just trying to build a hotel. That would add, prevailing wage would add, $3.2 million. I come up with that number because we bid the project thinking it was not going to be prevailing wage. We went back to each one of the subs, and when you added and asked them what would it be if it was prevailing wage, add it all up, it's $3.2 million. But even if it was 2.2 or, you know,
1.5, even.
We just don't have the money to do it.
Okay. Now that money, when you say that, that comes from the loans. So you were kind of like, you pushed it to the limits there to be able to build the, to build the hotel.
That's right.
And so, wow, I guess we're kind of in a quandary there. We don't have jobs. We don't have hotel.
Let me talk about the benefits of it. The benefits are that, first of all, there's 50 jobs.
Uh-huh.
And at Turtle Bay. And so it would help, preserve those 50 jobs. There's 40 construction jobs during a build of this magnitude, for about 14 months. And then there's 69 permanent jobs with the hotel and restaurant. So jobs is a big deal. Money's a big deal too. The amount, currently the property is not paying any property tax. It's under, a nonprofit and there's no use on it. Once the hotel is built, we pay property tax. Property tax would be anywhere from $150,000 to $180,000 a year. Sales tax would be $150,000 a year. Not all of that goes to the city. About 10% goes to the city, and so that's $15,000 to the city from that. Hotel tax would be $460,000, and that all goes to the city. So the city has something to benefit or to get out of this too.
Now, when you say it's the TOT tax, $460,000, mm-hmm. Now, you know, some people say, well, that's just because you're taking that from the other hotels.
Right, right.
Is that true?
Well, it is true for the first 9 months that there will be some takeaway from the other hotels. But after that, that's new money. And that's not my opinion or somebody that isn't in the hotel business. I went to the some of the members of the hotel association that run hotels for a living. And I asked them, what percent should I use? Is it 5% that we're going to take, 50%? How do I explain this before the city council? And they said, first 9 months, Fairfield Inn went in.
Mm-hmm.
The other hotels, actually, I can name a couple hotels that went up in occupancy. So if there's a demand for it, and before you build a hotel, you better have done an economic study that shows the bank that there is a demand there and you're not just taking from other hotels. And we've done three of those studies for the banks. So if there's a demand for it, then the hotels were explaining to me, or hotel owners were explaining to me, that after a settling in period, that's new money. So.
Okay. So then what it does is it levels itself and it keeps going.
That's right. Just like if a restaurant comes to Reading.
Well, we had six restaurants start here in Reading, I remember, in 1 month.
Okay.
Last summer. Do
six restaurants close here or do all the restaurants suffer because of it? No. There's a demand.
And it depends on the restaurants, but you're right. You know, I noticed that and we talked about it. Six restaurants starting in like 1 month, and yet it seems to the good ones are still here and maybe a couple of them that haven't, but most of them are still here. Okay, so then the money that you would be taking from the other hotels, yeah, that's going to be for 6 to 9 months. But that's going to level out. I think the big thing is we have to bring attractions here to Reading to fill these hotels up. And that's really not what you all do, but Turtle Bay is an attraction. Now people say that Turtle Bay doesn't bring in a lot of people. How many people does Turtle Bay bring
in? We have about 130 to 150,000 people come into the museum each year. We've done the surveys, and of that, say 150,000, half, anywhere from 48% to 52%, are from out of the area. So you can determine whether that's a big number or a small number, but 75,000 people a year are coming in from outside the area. Now, it may be because they're passing through Reading. It may be because, you know, they didn't come specifically for Turtle Bay, but they do come through our turnstile.
Here's a question from our chat room here is what do you feel like the odds of the hotel being built are?
Well, I think where there's a will, there's a way. You know, you want to look at it positively. And I think the unions are not adversarial. They want to see the hotel, seven of their contractors are part of the bid process. They got the bid. So they, you know, there's work for them. And they're not anti-hotel, anti-Turtle Bay. They just felt it's a prevailing wage project. They suggested three things. The unions did. They said either pay prevailing wage, rent it, or buy it for fair market value.
Rent the land or buy the land, for fair market value.
And so we're looking at all three of those alternatives, and hopefully very soon we'll bring something forward that is within the union's parameters, and we'll get the darn thing
done. So it's going to happen. It's just figuring out the best way of doing it.
Yeah, I stop short of saying it's positively going to happen. But, yeah,
we're positive over here that we'd like to think that we as a community can work together to make this thing work.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people working on this.
Okay. Well, I know we've only got you for, about another minute here.
Oh, good. Can I get a plug?
Sure.
What's coming up on May 2 is Natural Indulgence at Turtle Bay. Tickets are going really fast, and you can't buy them at the door. And what it is nine restaurants and organizations in our community are putting together healthy and delicious meals. And that's on May 2nd. And if you want to come over and enjoy some tidbits like bacon-wrapped filet mignon or a blackened ahi tuna, come on over. The other thing I want to say is to you, Carl, and that is this station does more for the community than any radio station I have ever been in my four communities. I understand you have 21 programs that are community-based here on this radio station.
Yeah.
It is so impressive that the radio station gives the community an opportunity to be heard, whether it's a realtor, politics, restaurant, or whatever. And I wanted to compliment you. A lot of people compliment the fact that you've done it, but I don't know, too many people have said it on the air. So nice going to the radio station.
Well, thank you very much, Mike.
Yeah.
And we want to continue to be a spot in our community where people feel like they can have a voice.
Well, they do.
Hey, thanks a lot. Okay, we got to take a break for the news.
The Commerce Department says business spent more to replenish inventories and construction spending rose.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. At least 10 people are hurt in a transit bus freight train collision in Western Pennsylvania, Evans City. On that bus were senior citizens and adults with developmental disabilities. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Wind River Casino is the place to salsa the weekend away for your Cinco de Mayo fiesta. Enjoy delicious chicken, shrimp, or fish tacos and overtime sports bar. Only $5 served all weekend long. $2 tequila shots and tequila sunrises. Margaritas and cerveza specials. On Saturday night, a kickin' DVJ will be mixing it up at overtime sports bar. Sunday, serve up a Mexican-inspired brunch inside Elements. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo all weekend long at Wind River Casino. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays, drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866, 241-STONE.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl in the bot, KCNR 1460. It's Friday, 58 degrees out there, 8:34 in the morning. How you doing? What a great day. It's going to be a great weekend. I hope you got lots of things to do because we got some things to, for you to do this weekend. We're going to talk about that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Hey, take a step back in time. What can I say? Great haircuts, great prices. The DC Tim and the Man in Black giving great haircuts there. They don't blow dry hair. They don't, I don't know. They I don't think they have gel, but they do have that butch wax they stick in your hair and make your hair stand up straight. That's, you know, Rick Hill uses that. He stands his up straight up in the air. You know, it's man's last stronghold and discounts for seniors and veterans at the Cypress Square Barbershop. All right. Hey, somebody asked about the fundraiser for the Military Order of the Purple Heart for our local chapter here, which is going to be at Market Street Wines tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are $15. There, but for that, you're going to have wine tasting, including Jarhead Red, which is made, it comes out of Napa Valley. Jarhead, it's an affectionate term, of course, for Marines, made by, two former Marines that have, a big vineyard down there. And they said, you know what, we're going to make it called Jarhead Red. And so that'll be there. It's just part of it. The Wild Card Brewery, a new brewery. We're going to have the owners, husband and wife on here soon. And they make a great beer. I've been hearing so much about Wild Card Brewery. I'm down at Maxwell's, one of our favorite places down the street here. And they have there, and they said they sell it out. So they're going to be there giving tasting. So you'll get part of that. And then the food. The food is just going to be absolutely fabulous there tomorrow. At Market Street Wines, that they're pairing the wines with all this great food. And then you have a chance to win a wine tour in Napa Valley, and they just take you down there. So all you have to do is show up. They'll get you down there, food, wine, everything, get you back home. You may need a yellow cab when you get home to get you home from there when you get you back to Reading. All of that tomorrow from 3 to 6 p.m. Now, all the proceeds, not just some of it, not the, profits and all this stuff, all the proceeds go to our local order of our local chapter of the Military Order of the Purple Heart, and our guest bartenders will be Gunnery Sergeant Phelan, Bill Phelan, but also we have three other Purple Heart recipients, all young people from right here in Reading, including, one of the women Purple Heart recipients. She received two Purple Hearts in Afghanistan. She's part of our National Guard. They'll all be there tomorrow between 3 and 6 for $15. Come on in and taste the wine, eat the great food, and let's raise money for our Military Order of the Purple Heart. They're the ones that made the van, that bought the van that takes people down to Mather from our veterans clinic. They take, they do scholarships. They help people all the time in our community. So here's a way that you can do something good between the hours of 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. tomorrow. Market Street Wines right next to the Cascade Theater. Join me. Join Linda. Join some heroes down there. Not me and Linda, but join the heroes down there. Okay. I got that out of the way. When I say got that one, there's so many other things going on, but let's talk about what's going on in the world. They said that the terrorist, who, by the way, whose parents are coming here, they're coming here and they say they don't believe this. They want the truth. Well, they're going to get the truth, I'm pretty sure. The fact is that now they found out that they were on their way to New York where they were going to do some maybe spontaneous bombings in New York if they hadn't been caught. Spontaneous bombings. How do you do spontaneous bombings? I guess because to me, spontaneous means it just happens. Here they had to make the bombs before they went in there, but they were heading to New York. We also found out is that the older one has been on the FBI watch list for something like 18 months. And I mean, you would think that would make you feel a little silly that we had this guy. The Russians gave us his name saying this guy is somebody you need to watch, and that they talked to his mother in Russia, I think. And then when she came visit the United States, they talked to her. No, not my son. He's always seemed like a nice boy. Why is it they always seem like nice kids? I mean, when did one time do you ever hear, oh no, my next door neighbor, I called the police four times. This guy's an axe murderer. This guy, there's something wrong with him. There is something wrong. And you guys need to keep an eye on him. How many times have you ever heard that one? You don't. What you hear is, well, he helped me with my groceries. He's lived in my house. He's such nice people. Oh yeah, they may have said something now and then. It was a little strange, but they were really nice people. Look around you, my friends, because does that mean really nice people are the ones we really have to watch out? And if the one next door who is a total ass becomes, I don't have to watch him because he does not fit the profile of being really a nice person out there. Yeah, if he's really nice, we better call the cops. Or maybe it is that we call the cops on really bad people. The cops come in and watch them, and they don't get a chance to be a bad person or to do something horrendous like this. Now, somebody have to explain it to me. 8:40 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break. Today, outside the wire, we're talking to a 9/11 theorist. Also, Agenda 21. We'll be right back.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. we'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Hey, it's 8:43 in the morning. It's Friday, my friends. It's 58 degrees out there. Just Bob weather. It's going to be a great weekend, isn't it?
It is going to be a terrific weekend, Carl. We're seeing sunny skies today, a high near 87 for Redding, winds staying in single digits all weekend long. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 53. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday with highs of 89 and 88, respectively. And we have 58 degrees right now downtown.
That's right. And weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Short drive out of Palo Cedro. Give them a call, 474-5546. Pizza, handmade pizza on Thursdays. And, of course, tonight, music. The ambiance out there is absolutely beautiful. If you've not been out there lately, you need, when you sit out there for, on your evening and you're dining, you can look over the meadows and look over where the, you know, the cattle grazing at the new pavilion at the, you know, it's just beautiful out there. 474-5546 in Summer Vineyards. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week. If it, you know, you heard what it said. 88 degrees. It's going to get hotter. We just had Alliance Heating and Air out to our place and they went through and they fixed all the, did all the filters. They made sure we had plenty of coolant in there. It cooled the house down immediately. I thought it was working great before that, but now it's working even better. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, installation, repairs, emergency calls. You need to give them a call now before it gets really bad out there because then they get backed up and it may take 3 or 4 days to even get to you. 530-221-2642. Give them a call, 221-2642. Martin and his people are really, really good at what they do. Alliance Heating and Air. Today on Outside the Wire, which is going to come up in like 15 or 20 minutes, we're going to talk conspiracy theories. We're going to be talking 9/11 will be a couple of the topics we're going to touch on. Building 7. What is Building 7 and why is that such a focus point for the, you know, for the 9/11 theorist that this was dumped not by terrorists but by maybe other people. Part of what we do here on Outside the Wire is getting out there and talking to different people. We've talked to physicists explaining UFOs. We've talked to people in fact, Mr. Smith's going to be back in today. He talked about solar systems entering. We've talked ghost, Bigfoot, you name it. We talk about it on Outside the Wire. Okay. KIXE, local PBS channel, is in danger of going under. It appears that they're short $250,000, and it may even be more than that, to get the money to be able to stay open, to be able to pay public broadcasting, system. And we had people on talking about it yesterday. Some people say, well, you know what? Public broadcasting system, is tax dollars. And, you know, why should it go to that? Well, from what I learned yesterday, we're doing some research from a learned person, says, no, your tax dollars don't go to that per se. It's all the major corporations that are, that part of what they pay in towns and cities across America is in the corporations, the broadcasting corporations. They're the ones that come up with the money to send to PBS. But the question is that still it takes money to run this and they're that far behind. So do we want to lose a channel like that? You know, Trish Clark said yesterday, said, well, you know what? There's these channels are out there and these are out to other people. And I don't know if that's exactly true. Then we had Roberta call. Roberta is a very, she's conservative. She's proud of being a conservative. She says, you know what? I like KIXE and I like it because I can watch this without having to worry about something really strange, getting into the middle of the show, either through a commercial or something they're saying in that. I know what I get when I watch PBS. I know what's going to be on it. I know I can, you know, my kids are going to be safe. I'll be safe. You know, it doesn't mean they don't have documentaries and all those other things. But I know that what it's going to be. I asked some of the people. We had young people in here yesterday from Shasta High School. They were putting on Phantom of the Opera. Alert, bright young people. Do you watch KIXE? And they just looked at me with kind of blank looks in their eyes. No, we don't. But their leader there, the choir director from Shasta High School, said, you know, so many, he's with my kids and so many that they watch TV, but it's things like Hulu or some of these Netflix where they can watch all this, you know, via the computer, and you don't even watch TV that much anymore. So let's get right down to it. It's the technology. Now, we have our own station here, but how much of what they do at KIXC is local? How many local shows do they have on KIXC? I've looked at their lineup, and they've got some, you know, you got Antiques Roadshow, you got, you know, California Gold, you have the Laird Report, you have all of these. But how many local programs do we have? For years, Sacramento and their PBS channel has wanted to take over KIXC. When I say take over, they do it in Chico. They just provide the programming for it. So is it possible that we still would have PBS here in town, but yet Sacramento would take it over? Yeah, I think that's possible. But the idea to me, I would think, is when we have a local studio here with a, you know, that they have fundraisers and all these, so they've got the studio. They've got the lights. They've got people they hire down there. It seems to me is that maybe if they came out with a progressive schedule or a very audacious schedule of putting local talent on and local things here that would attract more people, which is, of course, what RCAC was going to do but never did and is trying to do now. So anyway, KIXC, it's kind of like a newspaper. You know, the thing about it is that the bigger cities can suck this up and they can pull out that money, where the smaller cities and the smaller towns across America could lose their public broadcasting channels. And is there anything out there in the marketplace that will take its place? I'm not sure. Something you need to think about. If you want to support it, I think probably the time is now if you're going to join, KIXC is probably this week. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show coming up. It's going to be Sundays starting April 28th from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
Come join us every Sunday at noon here on KCNR. We're going to start up our program on April 28th, and we sure hope you join us.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. You can stand. You know, it's our last segment here. We got like, 8:55 in the morning. You know, Mike Warren was in here, and you know, Mike Warren can be a lightning rod, as people know. Former city manager, and there was comments in the chat room about it. The thing about it is, you know, that's fine. And, the fact that Turtle Bay is a part of our lifetime now, our lifestyles now, and the things they're trying to do. I guess what I'm trying to say is it was really nice for him to say, to acknowledge the fact that, we are here in the community and this is what we're doing. And we're welcome shows, my friends. Like he said, we've got about 21 local programs now that come across KCNR. We try to support a lot of community events, sometimes at the expense of going out there and going into a rant or a long explanation on things like I love to do. We're going to change up our format a little bit during the week. I mean, it's not going to change with us. But we're going to try and leave a little more time to talk about those events that are happening right here that have an impact on us. Some bills from Sacramento, like this AB5. I was talking to people about this yesterday, and they said, you know what, maybe this AB5, this Homeless Bill of Rights, what this is let's just get it out of committee, throw it out on the floor, let it be voted down, and it'll go away. Wouldn't that be nice? If it doesn't. I was reading the blogs, I thought there was a bunch of crazy people on the blogs there, in the comments, but there are some good comments in there. Because there are some hard questions here. We do have homeless. What do we do with them? Do we give up our rights as citizens, and just let them sleep in the parks and everywhere? No, we can't do that. We can't, because that leads to anarchy. And I'm serious about that. That will lead to anarchy. And what happens if, okay, we've got this homeless camp and there's 75 people living there and somebody gets killed? We don't have the people to police it. Or somebody gets raped or assaulted or beat up or kidnapped or something like that. That happens. And we don't have the people to police that. We can't do that. It leads to anarchy. On the other hand, even Sound of Reason, as much as when he writes something, I think, Rob, what are you thinking? He's right on some of these things, and some of these others is that this is a problem that's going to continue to face us. What do we do? Some people say it's like feeding feral cats. You stop feeding them, guess what? They go away. Maybe they will, but we're not talking feral cats. We're talking people. Now, there's some people that... And, and you look at statistics that I saw yesterday is that there's not a lot of people homeless. Some of them are just for a short period of time. So when you talk about homeless, what are the continuous homeless? Most of the continuous homeless have mental problems or some severe drug and alcohol problems. So what do you do about that? If there are mental problems, and I saw somebody, it's from the progressive side yesterday, said, well, maybe we do need to lock them up. Whoa. Well, that's a pretty, we start locking up people with mental problems. I think it was Ronald Reagan is the one that turned people loose out there. Said, you need to take your meds. We can't just hold you because you have a mental problem. I mean, if you're not dangerous to yourself, if you're just a burden to society, then society's going to have to take care of you. Do we have the money to build barracks to put 500 people in? And if we do, how many more people will come here? Once somebody from Cheyenne said, hey, I'm handing out flyers that said, California, free food, free cell phones, free housing, free everything. Here, we'll help you get there. So there's got to be a balance here. We have veterans out there that need help. We have families out there that need help. But at some point, we can't just keep giving and giving and giving and there's nothing coming back. We run out of money. We can't do that. all the taxes that I and all the other business owners pay and all these other things. Already so much of it's going to, you know, programs, social programs, but at what point does it stop? At what point, how do we get them back into society? I saw somebody else wrote, what we just need to do is provide jobs. Well, hello. We're having problems with that right now. And that's with people that don't have drug and alcohol problems and have an address. So what do? You can't put them all to work for the government. Government does not make anything except it just spends money. It does bureaucracy. It does these things. It doesn't build jobs except for something out of your taxpayers' money. But they're right. Almost everybody said the same thing and they agreed on one thing. This is not going to go away. AB 5 is a horrible way to handle this. A horrible way. You ought to call everybody you know, in this case all the Democrats, and say this is a horrible way to handle this. Come up with something better than this. And maybe we need to take a look at how we can handle this here in our city. Because it's not going to go away, my friends. And I there's something in me that says I can't treat people like a feral cat. I've been in too many countries where I've seen that happen, where they treated them like feral cats. And they had, a person's life had no meaning. And this is America. This is a country that I'm proud of, and I know you're proud of. We can do better than that. And when I say it's the good guys against the bad guys, that's what I mean. You know, it's doing the right thing. It's taking responsibility. Good guys. Have a great weekend. Outside the Wires, right after.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Country music mourns a legend.
He stopped loving her today.
Out of the more than 150 albums he recorded, George Jones will be best remembered for that song and for his hard living. Jones sang in his memoir, it took a year to record He Stopped Loving Her Today because he was always too drunk to record four spoken lines.
You know, she came to see him one last time.
He had a number one song in five separate decades, from the 50s to the 90s. George Jones was 81. The House debating a bill to fix the FAA furloughs, but there's concern in Congress that could open the floodgates, with other agencies wanting temporary sequester relief. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Washington.
And the vote on that relief is now underway, but it will be far from unanimous.
It fails to address the whole impact of sequester.
Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer voting no because he wants other federal departments to get the same flexibility.